First, give an honor to God. Praise you again, Father, for your many, many blessings. Our word today comes from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. This is Paul, about Paul ministering to the Thessalonians. And I read this and it just kind of stood out to me a little bit. And I'll explain why as I get into the word. Let me know when you're there, guys. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Mm-hmm. And I will start with verse 1. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this, it says, "You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We have previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor do we put on a mask to cover up greed. Mm-hmm. God is our witness. We are not looking for praise from people, mm-hmm. not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you." Wow. I read this and I said to myself, okay, Paul, this is kind of interesting. And I'll tell you why. God is telling the Thessalonians through Paul, if you look at verse 3, he said that he's appealing to them to turn from sin and continue to walk toward God. Mm-hmm. And with God. Mm-hmm. So that's what his appeal is. He says, "We," in verse 3, "for the appeal we make does not spring from error mm-hmm. or impure motives, mm-hmm. nor are we trying to trick you." In other words, he's telling you that we're legit.
Okay.
God sent us and we're legit. And he further says, "We're not trying to please people, only God, who truly tests our heart to make sure," in other words, "that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, exactly the way he wants us to do it." He said in verse 5, "You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness." In other words, they didn't have any other motives involved in this. Their whole motive was doing the gospel of God, preaching the gospel according to God's will, without compromise. Then they say in verse 6, we're not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else. Even though we are apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Meaning they had the power to do anything they wanted to do because God empowered them because of their relationship with him.
Amen.
So he wasn't trying, Paul was saying that they didn't come to try and please people mm-hmm. or say things that they wanted to hear just to flatter them or whatever. Mm-hmm. They aren't into that. They're not trying to get any praise or any glory out of it. They're about doing the will of God, preaching his word. And that's why he said we are as little children, because there, if be in Christ, you have to come as a child. Mm. So this word I want to preach today is about getting back to basics.
Okay.
I just read to you what Paul said. I even explained to you what Paul said. And I wonder, okay, why is Paul telling the Thessalonians, "Look, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm not trying to say the right thing mm-hmm. that's going to flatter you or anything. I'm not trying to be praised by you guys. I'm just about doing the will of God." Why is he telling them that? So I said to myself, and I asked the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, why did he have to tell them that? And he said, it's not so much what Paul said, it's what Paul did not say. Okay. I said, okay, Lord, what do you mean? Well, by Paul explaining to them that he didn't have any impure motives, he wasn't trying to get all their money. It didn't matter to them whether they tithed or not. Listen to me now, y'all. I'm just preaching this word. He said it. I'm not trying to say the right thing so you'll come again next Sunday. I'm not trying to mask or cover up any ulterior motives here. I'm not trying to promote myself. I'm not trying to lift up me. I'm not trying to do the things that apparently other preachers who the Thessalonians have been dealing with was doing these things. So Paul had to put a disclaimer in the first few verses of 1 Thessalonians 2 explaining, I ain't them. I come from the God. I don't know about nobody else. I can't speak for nobody else. But I come from the real God. He said, so if they have been preaching that, he said, I don't know nothing about that. He said, but what I do know is that I don't have any motives here. I ain't after your money. I ain't trying to get you to come every Sunday. I'm just trying to preach the word. I don't care if you like me or not. I don't care if you want to praise me or not. I got to preach the word because that's what God is doing. And he even said, if we wanted to, we could just bum rush you guys. I guess I'll use the word bum rush because we have the Holy Ghost and we can control everything that's going on through Christ if we wanted to, because we have the authority because we're apostles. They're one with God. They got a oneness. That's why they're able to heal and do all these other miracles. He said, but we're not about to do that either. He said, all we're going to do is, he said, instead, we're going to come like little children, like servants, so that we can minister to you the best way we possibly can without any motives, without any self-gain or self-pride or nothing. We're just going to preach the unadulterated word of God, period. So apparently there have been a lot of people that have come through Thessalonians, as well as some people who actually are there that don't do this. Take what he said and take the opposite of what he said. Okay. In verse 3, he mentioned all the suffering and all that he had suffered prior to that. How many ministers do you know have really suffered the things that Paul and the apostles have suffered? Secondly, he says in verse 3, he said, we're telling you things, we're appealing to you. So our appeal doesn't spring from any kind of errors or impure motives. We're not trying to trick you. In other words, people have been trying to have been tricking them because they got their own motives, their own agenda, so to speak, okay? Now, I'm talking about the Thessalonians and the people that have come to preach to the Thessalonians, okay? So, on verse 4, he said, on the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. There's the other thing. The preachers that have been preaching in Thessalonians, and the ones that live there, as well as the ones that come visit, the evangelists. Apparently, they're trying to please the people or show just how good they can preach or how wordy they can be. Sort of like what Jesus said in Matthew when he was talking about when you pray, don't pray to please people with all your many words. You think that'll get you over, but it won't. You know, he's saying the same thing here in Thessalonians, saying, you know what? You can preach till the cows come home, but if your heart isn't in the right place and you're trying to please people instead of working and pleasing God, then why are you doing it? Okay? He said there's so many people apparently that have come before him that have been preaching that way that he had to tell the Thessalonians, I ain't got nothing to do with none of that. That's not who I'm about. Otherwise, he never would have said all of this, right? So it goes on in verse 5. We never use flattery. We're not trying to butt kiss up to you, in other words. We don't care how you feel. We're not putting on a mask to get you so that you'll pay more or come more. We're not trying to do all of these games, okay? We're not playing a game here. Christ died on the cross for you. We're not playing. We're here on serious God business. We don't have any ulterior motives. And God is our witness to that because he's the one that has directed us to be here. Okay? Apparently, if I'm going to take the opposite of what he's saying, people have come trying to kiss up to him, covering up the fact that they're just trying to get their money out of them or get their tithe or get them to come more so they can expand their ministry. Okay? I'm preaching today. Okay? And God is not their witness. Because if you're being used, if you are being used by God, none of that matters to you. Hmm. Only thing that matters is getting across the word of God. Now, in verse 6, he says, "We are not looking for praise from people, nor from you or anyone else." I can stop there because a lot of ministries in Thessalonians, the people, the evangelists that come through there, as well as the people that's been there, apparently they wanted to say the right thing and do it the right way, where people would come up after the service and, you know what, patting them on the back. "Oh, you did a great job. I really, you know, that was really good. When are you going to be here again?" Saying the things that people want to hear sometimes is not exactly what God does, okay? God said he came with a rod, not with a bouquet of flowers. He's trying to get you to change, not to stay the way you are. Apparently, some of the ministers back then, and I'm saying back then for a reason. I'm going to bring it up to date, trust me. But back then, they were out to please, to make people be pleased with what they had said, what they heard, and that was important to them. That's why Paul said, "We're not looking for that." And then he said, "We are, even though we're apostles," in other words, we got the spirit of the God of God working through us, which gives us the authority to do whatever we wanted to do. We don't assert that authority unless God tells us to. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to start healing folks so we can pass the plate around. Okay? It's not about that. It's about being like a child and being used and trusting in God to be used. Now, what does that got to do with today? Oh, boy. What does that have to do with today? It has everything to do with today. Okay? Just like then, where Paul had to tell him, "You know what, I'm not who you normally see coming through these doors." Well, God showed me, and I'm not judging. I ain't hating. I ain't tripping. But God showed me, "You know what? Show me somebody now. Name somebody now who's not doing this in some way, shape, or form. Some minister, some evangelist, some something that's not doing these things, who is doing exactly like Paul." And I thought about it, and I started by looking in the mirror. I said, "Well, you know what? I fall short too. I don't have this large congregation, so I'm not trying to get people to spend their money because ain't nobody here to spend money. What about the words that I preach?" And I thought about it. I was like, "You know what? I shouldn't be sugarcoating the word of God. I got to say it exactly like God wants me to say it. Otherwise, I'm compromising." And that's what Paul is saying. "I didn't come here to compromise. I came here to preach the word. I don't care about what you heard before. I'm not interested in that. I'm not here to kiss up to nobody. I'm not here to take your money. I ain't here to do signs and wonders so you'll follow me. I'm here to preach the word of God. Now, everybody else that came through, I'm sorry, but I ain't them." Well, if we're truly people of God, I'm talking pulpit first, and then I'm going to get out the pew. But if we are really people of God, we should be as children, should be used by God, trusting in God and opening our mouths when God opens it for us. We should not be using the pulpit in any other way. We should not be trying to self-promote ourselves, say the words nicely so that people can pat us on the back. We should not be out here trying to build up our own ministry, our own names, to gain a reputation. The only person that should be repped in all of this is God, because it's His word. If we are truly trying to follow the example given by this Bible, then we need to preach the unadulterated word of God, whether we please people or not, whether they like us or not, without any ulterior motives. But if we wonder why God is so angry with mankind right now, well, who can we name that's doing what Paul is doing? Who can we name? I just admitted that I fall short. I don't know. I'm not passing judgment on anybody else, but I haven't met anybody yet that is doing exactly what Paul is doing, exactly how Paul is doing it. No one. I've been to a ton of churches. I've heard a lot of evangelists. I hear them on the radio, whatever. We need ministers, evangelists, apostles, or prophets and all. We need to stop trying to please folk. The only person we need to please is our Lord and Savior, because He's the one that gave us the talent to do this in the first place. It is a privilege, not a right, but a privilege to be used in preaching the word of God. It is not something that we are entitled to. God could choose anybody to preach His word. If He's going to use us, then we need to submit to Him and let Him have His way. If we let God have His way, and Paul mentioned it, God tests our hearts. We need to let God test our hearts to see where we are. And I'm not just talking once or twice, daily. Before we preach, we need to let God test our hearts so that we can make sure that when we get before God's people, we don't try and trick them. We don't speak anything that unless God tells us to. We don't try to please them. We're not trying to butter them up, kiss up to them, just so they can pay more money or build up our ministries. We're not trying to do none of that. It is not about that. It's not about how big your ministry is or how small it is. I don't care if you got 3 people or you got 3,000 people. If you're not preaching the word of God, you're not helping anybody. You're certainly not helping God, and you're not helping your congregation. If this was true, Paul would have never had to say that. He said, you know what? I know what you heard. I know what you heard, okay? But let me tell you the truth, okay? And the truth is God. I come giving you the truth without any watered-down version, without any motives, without any reason beyond trying to please God. And if I do that, God's word is a two-edged sword, okay? And it never returns void. You're planting seeds, but you cannot plant God's seed if your seed is corrupted. If you are doing these things that Paul mentioned, fine. If you're like Paul, no problem. But if you're not, if you're going to be honest with yourself, you're planting the wrong seeds. My gorgeous wife today was out planting today. She was out placing flowers in the ground. And she mentioned that underneath the dirt was clay pretty much. It was hard. And you really can't grow anything out of clay because the ground is too hard. It doesn't accept the new. And it'll just kill whatever you plant. Okay? Well, if you have a corruptible seed, I don't care how much topsoil you put on it, it ain't going to flourish. We need, as people, as ministers, as evangelists, as apostles and prophets and all the other great titles that we have in this industry, we need to stop worrying about pleasing folk, saying the right thing, doing the right thing. We need to cut it. We need to go to God daily, and we need to ask the Lord before we open our mouth, before we even get in the pulpit. We need to say, God, test our hearts. And if there's something in there that's going to prevent me from saying your word exactly like you want to say it, not me, it needs to go. Otherwise, we're going to just make matters worse. And that's what's been going on. That's why God is so angry with his people today, because the leaders of the church are leading everybody into a ditch. If you're not preaching the unequivocal word of God without mixture and without any motives, or without trying to please people, if you're doing it wrong, you're not helping you. You're not helping your congregation. You're not helping God. Now, I'm going to come out the pulpit and I'm going to talk about your everyday saints, okay? Paul's also saying, you know what? If God gives you a word to somebody, are you going to try and witness to somebody, right? Sometimes you can't say what you think they want to hear. Or if you want to pray for somebody, you can't pray what you think they need to be prayed for. You need to know what they need to be prayed for. Because sometimes you can pray for things, pray them out of situations God put them in that will, to help them, you'll pray them out of it and then they didn't get any help. Just like witnessing to folks, you can try and witness to somebody and you think you're doing, saying the right things and you're telling them, oh, you're okay, you do it, you know, whatever. But if you're using it by flattery or by trying to please them with the words you're saying and all, Paul is telling you that ain't gonna work. It's gotta be according to the will of God. We have got to be like little children and trust the Lord. I have preached on that a few weeks ago regarding trusting in the Lord with all thy heart, Proverbs 3, where he mentions the fact that 5 and 6, where he mentions trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. It is hugely important if you're going to witness to somebody. You cannot fulfill Matthew 28, the Great Commission, if it's you. Only God can fulfill God. Paul said these things before he even started ministering to them, so they'd know that what they were hearing was from God and not from him. He denounced himself. He put himself down even. Said, you know what? I'm not like that. But the God that I serve, y'all need to hear his word. I'm not here to please you. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm not here to flatter you. I'm not here to puff you up. I'm not here to take your money. I'm not here to build up my own name, my own ministry. I'm not here for none of that nonsense. I'm here to preach the word of God so that you alone can be saved. Okay? And for those who are already saved, I'm preaching this word so that you guys can follow God and turn away from sin. Because just because you're saved don't mean you're sinless. It just means that you accepted Christ. You still got sin. Okay? You ain't sinless. So you still got to follow him once you get saved. Amen. So that's what Paul's saying in this scripture. It stood out to me. I read it 2-3 times and I was like, okay, I see what he's saying, but what is he not saying? So God told me what he was not saying. Be careful sometimes when you ask God, it'll usually convict you when you ask him what he meant. Okay. It convicted me. Maybe I need to not be need to be more matter of fact with my preaching and just say what God tells me to say and not worry if I'm going to step on somebody's toes. Okay? Because I'm not helping anybody if I'm compromising to please man. And that's what Paul is saying. So that's getting back to the basic ministry. That's what ministry is about. Mm-hmm. Ministry has always been about God first, you last. Okay, you're not even in the equation. It's God first. God cannot do anything with you if it's you. You have to submit. You have to yield. And just because you think you've arrived, you got the building, you got the people, you got the choir, you got the robes. No, it doesn't work that way. Every time before you get in that pulpit, you got to test your heart and make sure that somewhere along the line, you haven't drifted to the left or right, because you're human and you can drift to the left or right and not even know it. So that's the word that God gave me today. I didn't, you know, I'm not here to beat on people or whatever. I'm just here to preach the word of God. That's what he gave me today. And in closing, I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm not right. God is right. If you got a problem with what Paul said and need further, just go to pray to God and say, okay, God, give me more understanding about this. And God will bless you if you ask him. Amen. 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 So I thank the Lord for the word. And I want to do a prayer right now. Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come thanking you, Father, for your word. Father, though it was conflicting and it condemned me and it chastised me, because I know, Lord, in my heart that I haven't been 100% pure with your word, and I ask forgiveness for that. I also know, Lord, that you did it out of love, okay? You did it so that you can be promoted, so your kingdom can reign. And we thank you for that, Lord, because sometimes, Lord, we don't understand or realize that we've veered off to the left or to the right sometimes, Lord, and we need to be corrected, Lord. Your word here today, Lord, has taught us, Lord, that we need to go to you for you to test our hearts before we open our mouth to preach your word. And I thank you for that, Lord. I did that before I preached this word today, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you used me for your glory. And I want you to be glorified, Lord. I hope that everybody that hears this word will also understand exactly what you meant, Lord. I praise you. I thank you for the word. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.